This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the booze. I got a bad case of loving you.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I hope you guys had a good weekend. I had a great weekend. You know, I got to speak at Post 64, war veteran group, Jewish war veteran group, with other veterans as well. And it was a great time talking to people from World War II and some people who had served and done tours of duty. You know, one had said after Pearl Harbor, he was sent to Alaska. He's 93 years old right now, Herb Cohn. And he told me that he was asked if he wanted shore duty or sea duty. And he was like, well, what's shore duty? And I guess up near Alaska, he was supposed to be manning the lighthouse. And he goes, well, heck with that. I'll do sea duty. And I guess a cyclone or a tsunami had wiped that out years ago. And luckily, he made the right decision to do sea duty. This was back in 1946. And, you know, hearing these stories of these vets, you just, I can't implore you enough. You know, if you do have a family member or a friend or a relative, you know, or just please sit down and talk with them. And you know what? I don't care if their stories get embellished a little bit. I don't mind that. You know, just at least take it in. You know, I found myself, though, very heartbroken hearing, though, some of their present stories. Like, for example, I had no idea that the VA was limiting Vicodin to the point where one VA said he can't get it at all. The only thing he could get is Tramadol. Is that true? Are you veterans not getting narcotics now? Is that what the VA is doing? The VA is trying to combat the heroin and fentanyl crisis by preventing a veteran from having a pain medication that he needs, probably from a result of trauma he endured during a service. That's bullcrap. And I'd like to find out a lot more. For any of you that you know, are part of the VA system, from what I understand, people have to go to civilian doctors, or one even said he had to go off market to get the medications he needs because he cannot get them from the VA. I almost flipped my lid. And it's tough because, you know, I'm in, you know, very respectful company. I almost started cussing. Now, I'm looking at the ethics.va.gov site. And they're not admitting to not giving opioids. It sounds like you can get an opioid prescription. I'm just not sure how liberal they are with that. And so it looks like they are giving some guidance. They're recommending a variety of things you could do, like heat and cold therapy, self-care techniques, exercise, weight loss, massage, acupuncture, chiropractic, nerve stimulation, relaxation techniques, physical therapy, occupational therapy, mental health treatment. And I think that's very admirable. I think the VA is right. There's a lot of things they could do. Rehab, stretching, pain classes. But when I heard that some of those veterans were not getting pain medications, I was beside myself. So we said goodbye to John McCain a day after we were told that he was stopping cancer treatment, which I believe they had probably made that decision sooner than when they told the media. He had passed away from his glioblastoma. Glioblastomas, very complex, very aggressive, could be very painful. Apparently, This affects about 700,000 Americans, according to Fox News. Officials at the National Brain Tumor Society, based in Newton, Massachusetts, sent a written statement that they were profoundly saddened by McCain's death and called for a nationwide effort to combat the disease. One of our groomsmen had glioblastoma, and it was vicious, and it took a month or took a year to 15 months to unfortunately kill him. Now, John McCain, as you know, was a Republican senator for Arizona, served in the Senate for more than 30 years. He was diagnosed just a year ago, so within 13 months, unfortunately, it took his life. And so, I hope to high heaven that, you know, he was able to get pain medications through the VA. This same cancer took Bull Biden, a son of Vice President Joe Biden, 2015. Senator Edward Kennedy had a glioblastoma as well. They say 12,000 new cases of this are diagnosed each year in the U.S. And according to David Aron, CEO of the National Brain Tumor Society, glioblastoma is one of the most complex, drug-resistant, and adaptive cancers there is. It is. It's one of those brain tumors where you'll hear people say, oh, I have an inoperable brain tumor. Well, I think we've been able to advance to use lasers and to be able to shear that tumor out. But it is a tricky, wily one. And again, it's in one of the most important parts of the body, such that if we want to do real deep, wide resections, we can't because we're taking out normal brain tissue. So unfortunately, some of us can't have surgery and we have to try to go through shrinking types of treatments, medications that would shrink it. And unfortunately, the majority of the people are not successful with that. So it's been very heartening to see Arizona and people, you know, stand in silence and, show all the appreciation for Senator McCain. I want to say that I think this is one of the very rare times on Facebook and social media I saw people kind of act pretty admirably. A lot of us disagreed with John McCain's politics, but who gives a crap? You know, politics is a game. It's a show. It's a form of entertainment now. That has nothing to do with the person's, that should not change our humanism and our, being of, empathetic. And so, losing somebody, whether it was on your side of the aisle or not, is always tragic. And so may he rest in peace, and our hearts and prayers are with his family. All right. Excitement on the short-term rentals, and I have Julie Davis here to kind of talk us through what's going on in that neck of the woods. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Dolly, the 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. But don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so how many of you guys have been starting to get into football? I watched the Cowboy game. And, oh my gosh, our backups stink. I'm sorry. Preseason, I can't stand preseason. They did have the national anthem, and I didn't see anybody kneel. I'm wondering, though, if the not putting your hand over the heart is a new issue. Is that something that they're doing where they're not putting their hand over the heart? But I don't think they all did. A lot of people would stand and bow, so I'm not sure. But for the most part, I thought the Star Spangled Banner was beautiful. And the game, even though we lost our butts, not, it's football. How could you not like it? But I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And with Las Vegas, Nevada, we're getting the Raiders. And with the Raiders coming, oh, my gosh. I mean, whether you like the team or not, it's going to be awesome to have football here. So, you know, me and my husband were thinking maybe we should start doing some short-term rentals. Maybe we should offer places where people can stay right? And then, you know, go to the game. And then, I don't know. I think it would be a good investment. The problem is I don't know much about short-term rentals. I don't know much about the laws. And who does is Julie Davis. Now, Julie Davis is a good friend of mine. She's an author. She's an educator. And I believe she's been on the show before. And so, Julie, thank you for joining us and kind of filling us in on what's all the scoop on short-term rentals? Because I think it's like one of the hottest things in real estate now.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Dahlia. I'm excited to speak with you today. Short-term rentals is one of the fastest-growing emerging industries. It's been around for a long time. We've had inns and vacation homes for decades and even centuries. However, with the technology that we can access right now, it has exploded, and people want to rent either a bedroom, a spare bedroom that they have in their home, or a whole home to guests that are coming into town. And the traveling public is embracing it. The demand for short-term rentals is high and growing because people like this alternative lodging. It fits a societal change that we have right now, and it's exciting.
Now, are there laws preventing, I hear, like in Las Vegas, if we wanted to do that, I know I got listeners in New York and all that, but I mean, with the Raiders coming, I don't think we have enough hotel rooms. And so, but somebody told me that there's certain laws that states can impose where you're not allowed to rent out your bedroom or rent out part of your house.
Yes. Now, the governance has come slow. And that's been a big problem because it was collided with the no rules group that started renting the room. So many people were told they could just do it. There was no rules. It was easy. They didn't even know what they were doing when they started. And then they realized it's a problem because the cities may ban short-term rentals or they may have stiff regulations. And in every area, it's important for someone to ask the questions and ask multiple questions of the different government entities to find out what they can do with their home.
You know,
and
Julie,
most areas require a license.
You know, Julie, one thing that I think is fascinating about it, why I'm such a fan, is when the economy really floored so many of us, we started to see a rise in people being more creative on how to make legal money. And so we start to see Uber and Lyft. People are like, you know what? I'll use my car. And then these short-term rentals came about going, you know what? Why don't I just rent out my house? And this creativity and adaptability, I think, is really admirable.
Oh, it is. And that's the beauty of the sharing economy. It has allowed people to think out of the box. And it's also required some established companies, some established industries to rethink if they are really addressing the needs of society today, because society changes. We have things happen that make businesses have to change and innovate to address the needs of their consumers. And some of them don't do it until they have a real push, like the sharing economy has caused in these, you know, with Uber and with the short-term rentals.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I kind of like the idea of small guy being able to compete, you know, with big guy. The only problem is that big guy comes in and owns these. So, with these short-term rentals, right now, it still appears to be in the control of, you know, you or I. But are you going to foresee companies kind of like the Uber Lyft of the short-term rentals?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Airbnb is kind of becoming. They were the one that said that they were in for the little guy and they were going to help. And VRBO and HomeAway have done some of the same. They started out being for the individual owner. But then, you know, economics and running a business kicks in, and then it collides with this sharing concept. And soon they're wanting to control all of the people that are listing on the hosting platform to the point where it's making it hard for the individual owners to be the kind of host that they should be. Mm-hmm. And so I think we're seeing, and that's why I call it an evolution of the industry, because I think it will, you know, get a little worse and then it'll get better when it stabilizes, and we're going to find a wonderful alternative lodging category that will be the norm in the industry.
So what would you, we're talking to Julie Davis, author and educator on short-term rentals. What would you recommend on, like somebody who, you know, let's say is in between jobs, but they have a property, and how does one get started in, you know, turning their property into a short-term rental?
Well, the first thing is to become educated. You don't know what you're getting into, and before you put a large investment into your home or have guests that are staying in your property, mm-hmm. it's very important to become educated, and that is why we did the short-term rental certification course. And I did it through the university system because I wanted it to not be just an e-course. I wanted it to be something that was accredited, that could be trusted, and that mm-hmm. municipalities could trust when they're looking for education for owners. And we did it. The College of Southern Nevada put us through a lot of questions and a lot of mm-hmm. studies and quantitative and qualitative and all kinds of things to make sure that it was good. But they recognized the community need for this, that people needed to be educated.
Oh, yeah,
and
absolutely.
So we've got that in place. And
are there any dangers
right now?
You know? I mean, are there any dangers? Like, I know most short-term rentals, I've looked in the drawers, so there's nothing to steal. Mm-hmm. Not that I would steal, but I always wonder, you know, what do people do?
There are,
but I mean, like property destruction, I mean, what are some risks you're taking when you do this?
Well, the biggest one is if somebody gets harmed in your home and you have not taken reasonable means to make sure that won't happen, they could own your house. You know, they could own you with lawsuits. There are liabilities. But also, we don't want people to get hurt in our homes. We don't want people to destroy our homes. And we do have packs of bad guests that do come through and can trash a house or steal things right away.
Right.
But if you become educated, you understand what you need to put into place, the kind of contract you write, because one of the problems we have is they don't understand the difference between landlord and tenant law and guest host laws. Mm-hmm. And there's a big difference in how we can protect our home between those two sets of laws. Mm-hmm. Also, there are monitoring devices. I have devices in my homes that can tell me who's coming and going, what the temperature is in the house, if the decibel level gets high in the home and we're going to have neighbors that start calling and saying it's too loud. We have a monitor that will allow us to call and get that taken down.
Julie,
I even have a water purification system that tells me how much water people are using.
Oh, that's very cool. That's very cool. But, Julie, do some of these owners put cameras in there? I mean, So do you have to feel you're being watched, like in the bedroom?
Oh, that should never happen. We should never have cameras in bathrooms or bedrooms, and I don't even recommend putting them inside the house.
I know. I always worry that
they're outside the house. Yeah.
You just always worry using one. I've always had good experiences, but then you stop and go, oh, my gosh, was there a camera? Anyway, Julie, how can my listeners find you? How can my listeners find you?
Yes. They can go to scriptsandtrips.com, and that is my literary travel site.
Okay.
scriptsandtrips.com. And on it, there is a promotions page, and it has a flyer about the course and information and easy ways to get registered. And right now our courses are in Las Vegas, but we will be having them in other locations. But what a great excuse to come to Vegas.
Yes, absolutely. Julie Davis, can't wait to have you come back. Thank you so much. We learned so much. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about the shooter who lost a video game tournament. We'll talk about that in a second. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
USA Radio News.
A private ceremony is being held in Arizona today for Senator John McCain. Now, after that, the senator will line the Arizona State Capitol, where people will be able to come through and pay their respects. Earlier today on Fox News, Senator John Barrasso remembered Senator McCain.
He was a wonderful friend, an incredible colleague, a man of truly such courage, such credibility, such character. I've traveled around the world with him. People looked up to him, listened to him, respected him, whether it was the troops, whether it was foreign leaders.
Today, President Trump took to Twitter to announce that White House counsel Don McGahn will be leaving this fall. The tweet read in part, White House counsel Don McGahn will be leaving his position this fall shortly after the confirmation, hopefully, of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court. I have worked with Don for a long time and truly appreciate his service. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Maybe, maybe you'll send back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys. Maybe, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, this is a little creepy, but very, very frightening, as we've had two people killed, as well as him killing himself, when yesterday there was a Madden NFL 19 video game tournament in Jacksonville, Florida, and apparently a person who lost decided to start shooting up the arena, killing two people, Taylor Robertson and Eli Clayton, a 27-year-old and a 22-year-old, and injuring 11 others before fatally shooting himself. Now, the Daily Mail has video footage from last year's tournament showing, and the shooter was David Katz, showing Katz bragging after a win, saying, "I'm one of the better players." Katz was in Jacksonville Sunday for the Madden NFL 19 video game tournament. Witnesses said Katz snapped, started shooting in rampage mode after losing an intense game during Sunday's tournament. So audio captures the screams of victims as gunfire rang out, and it's horrifying. Now, other gamers have described Katz as weird and said he was wearing shades and refused to shake hands before the shooting spree and before the game. Rival gamers said Katz let out the weirdest scream ever after winning at a tournament last year. So FBI agents have raided the shooter's family home in Baltimore. And some people have noticed a very eerie resemblance to Adam Lanza, his physical appearance. And so there's been talk of, you know, did he have a degree of autism? Did he have a degree of hyperthyroid? Did he have a degree? I hate when people try to diagnose just by looking at him by picture. But what is similar from what I see is thin, very short hair, brown, wide eyes, kind of the physical characteristics that had been demarcated in a study that found those with autism spectrum disorder having certain physical characteristics. It's an interesting point to bring up. Nothing that I think we should spend too much time on. But when you hear that he lacks social skills, when you hear that he, was socially awkward, I don't always think autism first, because I have family members who are autistic. They would not become killers. That I think this is somebody who had multiple issues. And so we can't really just say he had one, and you can't look at him and compare him to another shooter. But I will give you that. He does look a little bit like Adam Lanza. Adam Lanza is the one that did the Sandy Hook shooting. So this is David Katz, 24 years old, of Baltimore. And apparently he brought a handgun with him to the Jacksonville Landing Complex in Jacksonville, Florida. And according to friends of the gaming community, the two men Katz killed in the tournament were Taylor Spot Me Please Robertson of Valor, West Virginia, and Eli Trueboy Clayton, 22 years old, of Woodland Hills, California. That's where I was born. Katz, also known as Bread, was in Jacksonville for the video game. It was being held in a gaming bar that shares space with a pizzeria, I guess. And there's been footage showing Katz speaking after winning the previous year. And, yeah, he does. He seems awkward. And some of the most gifted people in this world seem awkward. You know, people think Albert Einstein had a degree of autism or Asperger's, and look at the genius he was. So some people will have certain talents, and sometimes you're not fitting in with the norm of society may allow you to, I guess, cultivate other talents in the arts or in the the STEM, like engineering and math, etc. My problem is this guy had some major mental illness. And, yes, I would like to know what his diagnosis was. I would like to know if anybody did diagnose him. When you hear of these people, you know, shooting up schools or whatever, you don't hear that they were, you know, the most popular kid or the captain of the football team or the one. You don't hear that. You hear that they were the loner, that they were the quiet one. And my guess is somebody who was bullied. And for him to lose and decide to shoot, and, I mean, he had a gun on him. Isn't Florida a gun-free zone? Don't they have gun laws? So for him to actually bring a weapon, I mean, was he planning this whole time? Now, people get mad. What was the prize for this? Well, apparently, 150 gamers were competing for a $5,000 prize. The winner of the tournament goes on to a finals competition in Las Vegas for a $125,000 prize. Now, the announcer had said, for one of the gaming tournaments Katz previously played in, he described him as being not here to make friends. He's all business, he's focused, And to even get him to open up to talk to you about anything, it's like pulling teeth. That's what the announcer said. Now, there's a lot of people that are quiet. But there's this kind of thread that we don't like to talk about because we don't want to stereotype and we don't want to profile. But many of these people who have become mass shooters have a very unique sort of personality. And this unique sort of personality is they're very quiet. They're not very engaging. They're to themselves. And may actually say things that may just seem a little awkward. So we want to identify the next shooter. But we also don't want to blame anybody who is an introvert, who has Asperger's, who has, voice disorder, who has an inferiority complex. We don't want to accuse any of them as being our next shooter. But I think we do need to keep an eye on certain people that just seem to, you know, give us the heebie-jeebies. And there are people out there that do. You know, I told you guys back in 2001, I was at an urgent care, and I took care of somebody who had a sore throat, and I got the heebie-jeebies from this person. You know, he didn't have a, you know, I wasn't picking up a psychiatric disorder or Asperger's or Alzheimer's or anything, or anything like that, or, you know, autism or anything like that. It's just, I just got the heebie-jeebies. And then it turned out that he later was one of the men who flew a plane into the World Trade Center. This, your bodies have this instinct. And when the hair on the back of your neck stands up, or you start getting goosebumps and you're like, something's wrong. I don't feel right around that kid or around that person. What can we in society do? Because you have other people that just, I mean, they just have problems with everybody. You know, everybody gets on their nerves. But it blows my mind when we go back and we interview these people who knew these kids that shot up the school or knew these kids in the playground. They don't have a lot to say because, again, the person was a loner, but they all seem to say the same thing. So we have people snapping when they play video games and snapping to the point that they want to kill others. I'm not sure what the answer is, but it's sad. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, you know how we talked about the earlobe crease and that could be a sign of heart disease? Well, now they're saying wrinkles in the forehead, those big creases that people get in the forehead, could be a sign of heart disease. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCADALI.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Speaks
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I'm not one to like these half-assed ways to diagnose. I'm not a big fan of those. I do not like snake oils. I don't like anything that hasn't been studied and proven. But I do have an interest, right, and a affinity towards these signs that the body could give you that something internal could be going on, And so when I was in medical school, I had bought this book called Dermatological Manifestations of Internal Malignancy. And what that meant is there were things your skin would do to tell you that there was cancer going on the inside of the body. And it made a lot of sense that your body would have these signs to tell other people that something is going on. Either that you need help or to stay away from you as you're not a good potential mate. And weird discolorations on an animal's body will thwart other mates from wanting to, you know, be with you. Because it's a sign that their progeny may not be healthy. Now, some of these are, whether in the animal kingdom, it could be weird colorings or lack of colorings or a hue or something. But in humans, we have different things that may happen, whether it's hormonal or, you know, or whether it's a trigger that's caused by a cancer cell, where you'll get either darkening of the skin or spots in certain areas, or you'll get these moles that start to look smushed and smeared, like lesser trillet, where, you know, if you look on a person's back, and rather than them having like those big seborrheic keratosis moles, it looks like kind of like a smushed, like somebody tried to finger paint a Christmas tree and it got smushed. That could be a sign that somebody has cancer. GI cancer, cancer along their intestine, GI tract. And so I know those exist. And I was in medical school and there was a young male. He was obese and he was in the ICU. And he was in the ICU for a pneumonia. Or it was an asthma attack. It was an asthma attack. And I noticed his knees had weird brown spots, big, huge brown spots. So I asked my senior resident, was that acanthosis nigricans, which, again, is a hyperpigmentation that your body may do if you have cancer or some other systemic disease. And I go, his knees look funny to me. Maybe he has cancer. Well, they were doing a CAT scan on him anyway, and lo and behold, he actually ended up having lymphoma. He had died a few days later. So when I see weird spots and weird discolorations, that to me means something's going on the inside. Now, it's rare. The average person doesn't get this, okay? It is rare. And we're going to be seeing it less and less because most people are getting their cancer found early. Not to the point where, you know, you have time for the cancer to, you know, cause these weird changes on the skin. So now we move to cardiac disease. And there was a medical student years ago whose father was a cardiologist, and she was in my office, and she taught me about Frank's sign. I love it when the students teach the teachers. They love it. And Frank's sign was a little earlobe crease, a deep earlobe crease. That's a sign of cardiovascular disease. Now, there's been studies going back and forth proving it and disproving it, and you know, but honestly, some of the latest found, no, it means something. Frank's sign came from Dr. Sanders T. Frank back in 1973. And other studies have shown that the deeper the earlobe crease, the more of an affinity to heart disease. And more of an affinity of heart disease and more of affinity to stroke disease. Well, now there's a study saying those deep wrinkles in a forehead are also a sign of heart disease. Deep wrinkles when you furrow your brow and, you know. Now, a lot of us are thinking, okay, well, Grandpa was always wrinkly. Well, what did Grandpa die of? My family, most grandpas died of heart disease. Now, many will say, look, you get this with age anyway. Well, what's the number one cause of disease? Heart. There could be something to this. There could be. So, researchers have found that the deep embedded wrinkles in your forehead could be a sign. So, the authors of this study looked at 3,200 working adults who were all healthy And they were 32, 42, 52, and 62 at the beginning of the study. They were examined by physicians who assigned scores depending on the number and depth of wrinkles on their foreheads. A score of 0 meant no wrinkles, while a score of 3 meant numerous deep wrinkles. Then the study participants were followed for 20 years, during which time 233 died of various causes. Of these, 15.2% had scores of 2 and 3 wrinkles, 6.6 had a score of 1, and 2.1% had no wrinkles. So that could have been like the 32-year-olds going into 42. The authors found that people with wrinkle score of 1 had a slightly higher risk of dying of cardiovascular disease than people with no wrinkles. But those who had scores of 2 or 3, almost 10 times the risk of dying. Now, compared to somebody with 0, they already filtered out age, gender, education, smoking status, blood pressure, heart rate, diabetes, lipid levels, etc. So this study I actually like. There's a lot of studies that I think are BS, where they're like, all right, let's just give everybody a survey and see what they said. I'm not as much of a fan of those surveys as opposed to the ones who are like, all right, I'm looking at you. You have this feature. We're going to follow you for 10, 20 years, whatever, and see what happens to you. I love these cohort studies or these longitudinal studies. I think they're, I you know, because you're following, you know, how somebody is, you could get more objective data. Now, I'm looking at a picture of Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, as we know, has been dealing with heart disease. He doesn't, I don't think, have a prominent earlobe crease. I do see a little bit of Frank sign, but he does have forehead creases. Mel Gibson, big forehead creases. He also has a big Frank sign. George Bush Jr., George W. Bush, big forehead creases, Frank sign. So what could be going on? Well, when you have atherosclerosis, you're not getting very good blood flow. And so poor blood flow will affect distal body parts, just like erectile dysfunction, your feet, etc. You get poor circulation. So maybe with the skin, you end up not getting the vascularization that the skin needs. You lose your collagen, elasticity, if you have poor vascularization. And so maybe what happens is skin on the scalp or on the ear don't get a lot of attention because the blood flow has to shunt to areas that need it more. So maybe that's why wrinkles. I mean, now where else do we wrinkle? Well, we wrinkle in the face. Wrinkling, you know, people who smoke have real bad wrinkles. Well, smoking affects vascularization. Maybe it's a hydration issue. So, you know, for those of us fighting aging, we're always told drink plenty of water, hydrate, take care of ourselves, avoid the sun, avoid drying. So it could be a hydration issue. But the way we eat and the way we put ourselves at risk for heart disease, I'm not surprised. Again, nothing to panic about. All it means is if you do have any of these signs, the wrinkled in the brow or the Frank signs, just make sure you get your heart checked. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.